Shalom, everybody. It's good to see you all. As we mentioned, the subject of tonight is Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. Yud Gimel, Yud stands for 10, Gimel stands for 3, and all totality is talking about 13. Now, let's understand what this 13 means. Why 13? We know that the numerical value of 13 is equal to Echad. Echad means one. That means unification. 13 represents Ahava. That means love. And only through love one can cause unification. And what we mean by unification is fusion. And we recognize what is this fusion means. And at the same time, number 13 defines da'aga. Da'aga in Hebrew means to worry, to care, to have fear. Da'aga causes you fear. Now, how can love, fusion, unification, yichud, ahava, da'aga be all the same? I would like you to recognize the time that we are in. The time is Parashat Netzavim. Because the time that the Jew goes by is that parasha of the Torah of that week that defines what the time is. We know that the parasha of Netzavim we read on Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, always before Rosh Hashanah. And the parasha starts the following way. Let me bring it so I won't. Atem, the word Atem. Listen how Torah talks to us and gives us information. Atem is written Aleph, Taf, Mem. It's the same letters as Emet. So, the parasha starts based on foundation of Emet. We will recognize what this Emet plays, what roles plays in our life. Atem mitzavim hayom, and which yom? It's a Rosh Hashanah. It's the yom of Rosh Hashanah, mitzavim. Why he says mitzavim? Are you gathered all together? To give us one very specific, definite information. That the Jews, as Jews, are me'uravim. They are a unit together. There is no separation between one Jew and another Jew. Every Jew is responsible for another Jew. You cannot separate yourself from another Jew. In any aspect. Physical world or spiritual world. It says, Atem be'emet nitzavim. You are together. Every aspect of you, whether you are a shoter, whether you are a president, or whether you are the garbage collector, it's irrelevant. You are Jews and you are all one. And you are all responsible for each other. This is the time. Because the parasha of Torah gives you the real time, the time of emet, of what it is we are in. Now, what month are we? What period are we? A period of month of Elul. And what Elul stands on its own is Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, which means there is only a Rav relation between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This month especially, and we already had 2-3 classes of why this month is so intensively important for a Jew to prepare himself. As the Chachamim teach us, we learn from Torah that the preparing yourself for a mitzvah is really more important than the actual mitzvah. Preparing yourself. Not to come and Rosh Hashanah he says, okay Hashem, I love you, I'm here. You know, I took care of all the business. I found out I've been a bad boy, and I sat down and I said, I'm no more a bad boy, and I'm done, you see, I'm done the teshuvah, and I'm going to be a good boy, so let's take care of the business, give me a good year. Osher va'osher. Okay? That's not going to happen. We come and we say this 13 midot, that means 13 aspects of morality. One has to look how moral he is. What kind of a morality we have? Because I cannot look into myself. I cannot look into myself. When I look into myself and I do hitbonenut, and what is hitbonenut? That means I consider myself. Hitbodedut, that means I'll sit down secluded. And it is advice to everybody that this period that we are in the Elul, to go to a room, quiet, alone, calmly contemplate. Contemplate on one. Go inside. Get to know yourself. How? He says, very simple. Look at your moral aspect of life. Look at your life. Do you get angry? Do you talk too much? Do you say things that you shouldn't say? Do you act? Do you react? Anybody tells you something, you're immediately a reactive person? Or you are a proactive person? Do you have limits? How much you have limits? Do you have any limits? If you made a mistake, are you capable to pay midah keneged midah? That means as much as weight that you have caused damage to someone, same amount of weight, are you ready to repay? Are you fair in your life? Looking to your moral aspect of your life and find out where you are missing morality. Good morality. How much you are moral and how much you are not moral. So when we recognize that God gives 13 midot. Now what is a midah? There are set many names. This is, by the way, when we say Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum, V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Emet. Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nose Avon, Nopesha, V'Chata'a, V'Nake, V'Lo Yenake. What this means? What is this 13, El Rachum, V'Chanun? If you are El, why do you need to be Rachum? Why do you need to be Chanun? Now, we will go slowly learning. But I want to go back again to find out where I am, what I am right now. That to prepare myself for the Rosh Hashanah, because I'm going to prepare for myself for a long distance. What is this long distance I have to go? Rosh Hashanah, then I have 10 Yamei Teshuvah, that means 10 days that I have to remake the actual. I prepared myself, actually make the Teshuvah. Then Yom Kippur, which I become like a malach and I become united. I don't eat, I don't drink, I do only the work of an angel. And then 5 days after, I have to set up a sukkah. And then 7 days after sukkah, then Shmini Atzeret. Then I have Hoshana Rabba, and then I have Simchat Torah. It's a long distance I gotta go. I agree with you always. So it comes to the point that for me to understand this Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, because he says the person who knows how to put these names in order, put these names in order and understands how he puts it into a seder, into order, never his tefillah will come back rekam, empty-handed. Never. He understands what is this 13 midot that he is pronouncing, using. Never his tefillah will come back empty-handed. There is none of us sitting here that we honestly don't came to a point that God help me. We have tasted that there are times doors closes and there is nothing, nobody can help me, and it only takes a miracle. Now, that's a possibility. I cannot count on miracles. I cannot depend on miracles. But however, I have the possibility to tap into an energy to set myself the whole future, to rectify and correct and bind myself to a real energy. It says the following. שבחודש אלול, this month of אלול, על האדם לעשות חשבון נפש. It is a person to go and make a חשבון, go inside. Look at what kind of a nefesh you are, what kind of a being you are. Look at that. Unless you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, oh my God, you are the best. What do you want? I keep Shabbat. My mother says you are the best boy. My father says you are a good boy. I'm what's wrong with me? Everything is good with me. What is there to correct? This is good as long as somebody doesn't put his feet on my tail. As soon as somebody puts the feet on my tail, I become the worst dog. What happened? The good boy. As long as the mother and the friend and the husband and the wife, they say, I love you and everything is goody, goody, moochie, moochie, everything is okay. But as soon as something doesn't go the way we like it, the deal is off. Suddenly the real character comes out. So that's not what it says. It says שבחודש אלול על האדם לעשות חשבון נפש. This month of אלול is there to make calculation על מעשיו of what he is doing. הלא טובים במשך השנה כולה. Consider the whole year. Are they good? Have I established good in my life? והאדם צריך להיות גיבור כאריה. And a person has to be גיבור, that means a strong, a fighter like a lion. Now how do we write Aryeh? Aleph, Resh, Yud, Hey. Stands for Aleph. Stands for month of Elul. Rosh is Resh of Aryeh. Hashana, Rosh Hashana. That's the Resh and Hey of Aryeh. And Yom is the Yud. HaKippurim is the Yom Kippur. So what it means, Aryeh, like a lion, that during this whole period of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, to be like a lion that is ready to go for what? For changing his life. Why do we call it Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we say New Year? Hollywood calls it New Year. Why don't we call it the beginning of the year? Why we call it Rosh? Because that's the period we get a new head. New Chokhmah. New Bina. New Da'at. In order to start a whole new year. And I need help. I need help. So he says, והאדם צריך להיות גיבור כאריה, לחזור בתשיבה אריה, ראשי תיבות אלול, ראש השנה, יום הכיפורים. חודש אלול, עיר המקלות. You remember when the Jews, Israel, wanted to go to Eretz Israel? Hashem told Moshe, please make three towns outside of Eretz Israel, three towns inside of the Eretz Israel. In case somebody does sin, does a chet, does a sin, b'shegagav, didn't mean it. He didn't want really to do a mistake, and he did a mistake. To be able to go to this town, and nobody can kill him, nobody really can take him to court, so he can, in this town, he has mercy. It says Elul. It's that opportunity that you can receive this mercy. This midot of Yud Gimel, midot of Rachamim, really the process of it starts from 17 of Tammuz. 17 of Tammuz, we know that the two first luchot, that the Torah that God gave Moshe, were broken because of the sin of Egel HaZahav. Because of that, Israel, after seeing all the miracles for all year, after God came and gave the Aseret Dibrot, the Ten Commandments, the Aseret Dibrot utterances to Israel, Israel within 40 days again made sin right in front of God. That's 17 of Tammuz. Tish'a B'Av. Tish'a B'Av was the day that Moshe sends spies to Israel, and they went to Eretz Israel, and they came back and they said Lashon Hara against Hashem and Eretz Israel. They broke one more covenant. Between Tish'a B'Av and 17 of Tammuz is 22 days. They have 13 midot rachamim, and they have another 9 midot rachamim together, 22 midot of rachamim. Bear with me till we start putting a foundation so we can go into the action. So the process of this Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim starts from Tammuz, goes till Tisha B'Av, continues in months of Elul that by Selichot we repeat daily, continues the Rosh Hashanah, continues the end of it till Hanukkah. This Midot Rachamim that we are receiving, we started the process from Tammuz, that's the sign of Cancer. It's going to continue till Kislev, being the month of Hanukkah. That's why the bracha of Hanukkah, when we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvotav V'Sivanu Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah, is 13 words. Each word is representative of one of the midot of Rachamim. That is the finality of this 13 midot. This 13 midot starts from 17 of Tammuz. We using it, we can tap into it all the way to Rosh Hashanah, all the way to Yom Kippur, all the way to Sukkot, all the way, the end of it, the revelation of it is the light that comes out of Hanukkah. And it all depends to my moral aspect of life. What changes I have done by receiving the highest level of rachamim from Hashem. What have I done with all the energy that I have received? What have I changed? Have I changed myself? Now, in order for us to understand the whole concept, I like to give you an introduction. What happened from the beginning? At the beginning there was a light called the light of Ein Sof. The light of Ein Sof was the infinite light of Hashem. This light had a vessel called the vessel of Ein Sof. That means this vessel was able by itself to totality of light of Ein Sof to reveal. The vessel of Ein Sof is a receiver. The light of Ein Sof is a giver, lahativ. The light gives, for every light there gotta be a vessel. No vessel No light gets revealed without a vessel. No neshama can come to this world unless there is a guf, there is a body that can reveal that neshama. Neshama is the light and the body is the vessel. So is in the Ein Sof. I'm taking you right to the beginning. In the Ein Sof, there was light of Ein Sof and there was the vessel of Ein Sof. The vessel acts as a receiver. Receiver is as woman, as moon. Moon receives the light of the sun. Moon doesn't have any light of his own. The female doesn't have any light of her own. It's the light that receives from the zachar, from the male. That's why the male has a light, and in order the light to be revealed, what does it need? A vessel. And who has this vessel? The woman. Now, the Kli aspect of Ein Sof wanted one thing, to bind more and find more similarity to the light of Ein Sof. Now, male and female, this one gives, this one takes, they are opposites. When the vessel of Ein Sof said, I want more binding with you, the light of Ein Sof, what in reality the vessel asked? What was the desire of the vessel? Please. To become more infused, more yichud, more binding, more divikut with the light. More binding. Because he says, I want more binding with you. What is this binding? More fusion. What honestly a woman wants from a man? Sincerely, based on what a woman binds with a man. That this binding to be loose or to be totally a strong binding. More and more. That's the attitude of the vessel. That's the desire of the vessel. And the vessel of Ein Sof desire to bind with the light of Ein Sof. Now come all the way down here. Everything in the world that we see in the world of existence has aspect of zachar, male, and the aspect of female. If we look at the name of the Hashem, Hovaya, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, the aspect of the Yud-Kei is the male aspect, the Vav K is the female aspect. We call it in Kabbalah Zon, that means Zachar Venukva. Everything in this world is based on male and female. Why? So there will be fusion between male and female. Because out of fusion, when is this divine? Who can participate? God. Only in fusion. That means two opposites. Two opposites. Fuse together and create a hub. That's the only opportunity that Lord Hashem can connect with. If there is no fusion between two opposites, that means if there is no unity at home, if there is no unity between male and female, there is no real fusion, there is no light of Hashem cannot participate there. A total failure comes. We call it the vessel breaks. When the vessel breaks, all dripping glasses. When you put much hot water into glass, what happens to the glass? Because then it shatters. Why? And handle the heat. If I go and ask God, you know, God, I want about $10 billion, and I want about, you know, I want at least one. But I give them an example again. Kids, when they grow up to make decisions, you put them on the table. You say, what do you want? You say, I want this, I want this, I want this, and they fill the whole plate. Because the eyes see and desires. How much of the risk they can take? Not much. But if they force it because they are afraid that they took God to finish it, what happens to them? They get a stomach pain. They cannot handle it. Now, question. Ask yourself the things that you can, you want, and you're asking for. Can you handle it? Can you handle it? And do you have the vessel? Have you tried and found the capacity to handle it? Many of us, those with the business and whatever, passed through a period of life. You may have a lot of money suddenly. Huge! And then suddenly, boom, you lose everything. And if you're lucky, the young age. And you say, what happened? Just really didn't have the capacity to do it. I wanted a desire of receiving what's wrong. I acquired it. I didn't have to handle it. So first,
how I went to Rosh Hashanah after new head. Because I'm literally going to learn new head. I'm going to learn. I'm going to get the chokmah. I'm going to get the wisdom. But how to have capacity to tell Hashem no? Bitul. How to set myself against Hashem? My problem is that sometimes I think I don't bid on Hashem. So it's first how I can, as far as Hashem is concerned, how I can kill myself. That's number one. That's the chokmah. I want to get wisdom to do. Even the demand I'm standing to be simcha in my life. I'm enjoying my life. Not to be I'm happy to take my elevator up and down. No! I'm to be there. Saying I want compassion in my life. I want love in my life. I want to have the capacity of having your attention. Have a boundary in my life. You don't have boundary in your life and you don't have gear in your life. You don't have limits. You can say anything, you do anything, you don't care. You don't care at all. That's not good morality. And I want to have confidence in my life. I want every day to have heart beats and afraid she what could happen tomorrow. And by the way, I want to say something, I want to bring it to fruition and I want to bring it to a good fruit in life. I want to do a bad job, but at the end I see the fruit is a good fruit. Everything that I work hard on and then at the end is nothing, it's bitter. So you know what? I'm going to let all this work to do one by one. It's the secret of shofar. I want to create a foundation in my life that is a man. I want to be safe and a man. I don't want to be a Michelle. I don't want to put any foundation that I'm a man. Because if it is not a mess, you know, it's going to get destroyed. If you are a mess, you can be a mess. You know that this is the truth. A mess is the truth. You build on truth. You survive on the truth. Now, however, it comes and it says, now, V'hine avar ze masked yemei chorish elul. And this Yud Ben Midot Rechme is available in the month of Elul. Kasher Amar Kadosh Mevim Obeirim Zulichot. That they cover the Zulichot. For what? אלו בחודש אלול כאלה הוסיף רחמנות בעולם. Understand? No nation, nobody can in the world bring mercy to this world than you. During the months of Lord Jew, Neshama Jew, and we learn it's the capacity, the ability to bring רחמנות. הוסיף to add mercy into this life. But what will remember? עם ישראל שבחודש מתחיל את עבודה התשובה השנתית. What that means? Every night before we go to sleep, we suppose to make a balance. Look into my actions. To look, see what I've done. I want to do this. Why do I do this? Before I go to sleep. Why before I go to sleep? For the simple reason, I wanted to give the Chavat to Adam, put the Chavat to sleep. Why? Make the Chavat for Adam, put Adam into sleep. That's what it is. Then we go to sleep. This I, that me, can't fix out. Because less and less interested in you. Gets more and more interested to go Lala. That's the time that you have least of his interference, Abraham, and listen. So God put Adam to sleep, so he wouldn't interfere with me. Gachla, Sarah thinks in the, it's very deep thought. That's why I make the Shua here to what? Just about to go to sleep. Because when Adam is sleeping, then God will create the Ikun with the Chara for whatever I am missing. What did Torah call Chara in the Torah? Ezer Negdo. That means an entity that can help this Adam to what? To correct himself. So, before I go to sleep, if I make Shiva every night, God will give me an Ezra next day when I wake up that can help me to correct what I realized last night wasn't. And this is what I'm supposed to do every night. However, during the year, in the period of Elul going all the way to Chanukah, that I can make bona fide in depth a reality Shiva. What I mean? When we say Yemecho, what do we mean by Yemecho? We decided 2 weeks ago that what is the Olaz? We know that there are 5 Olam Olamati. One is Olam Atilut. First Olam Kamo, then Olam Atil, Olam Fnirne, Olam Bial, Olam Creation, Olam Yesia, Olam Affirmation, Olam Asiyah is Olam Asher, and the final before the year is Olam Azeh. What is this Olam Azeh? We say every one of us has his own small world. Each one of us has a small world. Who says the moral in this world of yourself? Who is the God in the world? You understand that? That I am the God. Now, what else the moral God has? What it is? You're the God. That he's coming to you to look at the world that you created. You let your own world that you created. And of the world that you set in. That's why he comes and says, L'hosif achmanu al yom chodesh matril ad avda teshuvah shenati. This is the time that I start the teshuvah. Not in the virtual reality. The rest of the year is the virtual reality. My olam sold is my room of virtual reality. What does that mean? When you become a pilot, before you take F-16, where do they hear? They hear you to a room. It looks exactly like a cabin of 16. All the gadgets, feeling, the regish, noise, 100% capacity Everything is real. They train you that you can really read behind the sin. If you're not trained in this virtuality, your possibility of making a mistake and coming down is quite a bit. Now, the Holy Teshuvah that I did every year, every night, is the word of virtuality. God is just in sentence for us to trial error, make a mistake, make good, make a mistake, learn. Now, it's free. The energy is free. Already done. Don't forget, I am capable to change totally my life. Turn the direction of my life, expand my life, and bring about everything I need, most of all, be drawn to my life. Every one of us that we are not successful in our life is one reason. And only one reason is the laziness of not wanting to change. If you are lazy and you decided not to be lazy and you are ready to change and look at yourself as a moral embodiment, that a moral is as the dot of Torah, and you have implemented the mitzvot and the law of morality of Torah into your life, you shall benefit and expand and have sweet fruit, as Hashem tells us. Don't forget, we do not have free will in making choice. There's no free choices. There's only two choices. Either Chaim or Mat. There's no third choice. God tells you, choose. I have given you Chaim. I have given you Mavet. I said that you choose Chaim. Is there no choice? However, I give you Raton. That means big power. To do what you want to do. But there are no choices. Because whatever you do is either run between the domain of Mavet or the domain of Chaim. Karim Bidash. Moshe goes to the first time Moshe. וזה תוכן of discussion that Moshe Abin Hashem. שעה משה מנפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר לפניו. שעה עשה קדוש ברוך הוא גן. אבו השם רואים. ריבונו של עולם, במה אתה בת העולם? How are you going to judge the world? Based on what you're going to judge the world. Ask Hashem. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא משה, תודה בריחות פנים. הריחות אפיים. אפיים, אפיים. לא פתאום לדעת, זה מי. הריחות that is truncate, long. Apam af means urge, af means anger, af means chotem, chatima, that means step, always means af. And he says, Moshe asks God, God, how you done the world? It's very simple. Arich, long, apam. A literal translation, it's a tremendous amount of patient mercy. It's mercy. Moshe tells, but listen to this discussion, that's what Midrash says. אמר לקדוש ברוך הוא למשה בעריכותיים אמר לו מושה לקדוש ברוך הוא מושה גם זאת וקדוש ברוך הוא תלז בונש העולם הלא הם אוהלים ושוטים ומבעלים בך בתורתך ומתוך עובדך say all these people that you created they eat from you they drink from you they take them out and bed betray you and steal your rules עריך הפעם patient with them judge them the advice is שתק הקדוש ברוך הוא קדוש ברוך הוא דנר עשה מושה this is a word ולא אמר דבר until it came the time of the agreement, until the time that the Jews went into Israel as the spies and became like a deed, what they did, and what they caused, and how it caused that ship Mikdash to be broken, we both blew because of that mistake. Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's when it bled out. Ad Amar Yasini, Amar Ev, Ad Amar Yamin. When are you going to stop calling me, examining me, and when are you going to start breathing in Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the question. That's the question that right now I have to face. When I really believe that God is my reason, I have to submit, I have to take to my life. Not that I think I should, that is better. And then continues. Hashem, really, after the sin of Magdalene, they're very angry. He says, you know what, Moshe, let me get rid of all these Jews. You are the one that I want. I'm going to take from you, Zera, I'm going to take from you, I'm going to create a whole new nation, exactly like you, and that's it, that's good. Moshe said, what do you do? You took all these Jews out of Egypt. Do you know what Egyptians go say? You beat them up for a year. You, the Jews, are up there. You brought them and killed them here. You know what they're going to talk about you? He said, remember a while ago, I asked you, Hashem, how are you really done the whole world? Are you going to judge the whole world? And you told me, I'm... Now I hear Arich Abayim. God comes and says, oh, now that you came to report that you recognize you're in trouble, now you're asking the patient for compassion? Then tell me, because these guys are no good. Do you need compassion of God? Honest. Do you need it from me? Okay, then let's continue here. The one that's a little bit rough. Moshe turns around. But the Gadela, the Korach, this powerful of Korach of best, what you said, Arich Abayim, לאמור אדוני הרחבל, סלחנה, פליז, פורגיב, לעבור העם הזה. הגדול חסר, חסד, איסטרומנדס, רק חסד. וכאשר נראית העם הלב ממצרר עד הרח, מיד ואומר אדוני, סלחתי כדבריך. I forgive you as you said. What did you do for עם ישראל? America paid you. It took a cashore. Except, I'm their heart, I know their heart, they are stern. They don't change. But your chesed is so tremendous. Forgive. What was she doing? What are you writing on this thing? What is Rashi saying like this? We have to read Israel. I have to exactly believe, to contemplate exactly as the Moshe says right now. To say, I knew how to change. I knew how to become a moral. I knew that I was being angry. I knew that I shouldn't steal. I knew I shouldn't say Rashara. I knew that I shouldn't play with people's emotion. I knew I shouldn't abuse people. I knew I shouldn't lie. I knew I shouldn't take what I had. And forget about the rest. I want marriage. Please, I want your forgiveness. Next man asks for forgiveness. Take it more. So I sit down quietly, alone, in a room, quiet, as quiet as me as you sleep. I say, Adonai wa Elohim, Adonai wa Elohim, I want change. I want to recognize, contemplate, looking to see what you have done wrong. Where you are not a moral person, a good moral person. משה אומר בפני מה יש צדיק וטוב לו ויש צדיק ורע לו ויש רשע טובו ויש רשע ורע לו. משה פעם שלושים לסדק, השם, if you are a צדיק, if you are bad, if you are full of mercy, why there is a רשע, הטוב לו, there is a רשע, this man is real moral, but look at the love he has, and everything he wants, it's everyday pleasure. And there is a צדיק, and רע לו. And you explain to me that. How come this צדיק is his mercy, so miserable, and he's a צדיק, and you know he's a צדיק. Yes, I'm a רשע ורע לו, ויש צדיק וטוב לו. How do you run on life? How do you run this world? משה אמר לו, יהיה מה לקראת דרך על משה, אבל שום לי לא כבוד, שום לי מה נזרם לא נהיה. The word that you created doesn't make sense. אלא רק שלהם עומדים, God comes back, says yes, agree. שאני רואה לנעשים בני העם, אף על פי שאין בהם תהילה או שבח, שאתה עולם מעשים טובים, לא במעשה ידיהם, לא במעשה אבותם, אלא רק בשביל שהם עומדים, עומדים, עוברים, משבחים, ורבי תחתורים. Only because they were budded, and only because they sit down and recognize, only recognize. This ain't bad. That I am part of God. God looks after my affair. And I'm not being out there. Shabbat, let me be God. Take care of me. God comes to us, Moshe. Say, you want to know this? You don't have the capacity to understand it. You know. The one thing is a big and such a big life. So everything and there I think two different things. However, I tell you further. Why I want to run this world with Ari Chapaim? Ari Chapaim is the secret of the Yud Gimel Minut Rachamim. Explains that only because I see a Jew does small good things, I want to find every excuse in the world to do him good, to express my love to him. I feel like he does one small good thing.
We're all like that.
Do you mind? Do you enjoy? We'll give it to you. That's what we did to you.
They know they're not honest, they're not honest, they're
not
honest, they're
not
honest, they don't
want
to be
honest,
and then they still get what they want. That's what I know that they're talking about, that's what I think.
And that I never understand. No, God is talking about all of them. All of them. Every kind. That every kind, any
flourish,
so
the bottom
of the pit,
still
I will send you the
possibility
for you change.
How many times do you see people?
Right.
And I know that they are the worst of the worst.
Right.
Oh my God, look at them. They have a beautiful kid, physically well, they're money, they're whatever, etc.
Absolutely. And he brought to Moshe. Absolutely not. He said by now. It's not because of the whole effort. It's not because of your past. It's because of nothing. But God will sustain you even if you are the worst of the whole thing. Just because there's a possibility that you will change your mind.
So I don't know like that.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll do one big deed. And we'll all get one from God. Does that make sense?
Hey. Very good. Good question. Very good. Very good. Follow to explain this situation in a very simple form. Every aspect is a male and female. I think we do, we said, is in order to bring fusion between the male aspect and female aspect. The concept of the Zahar Nukva, male and female, of the spiritual world, that Zahar Nukva controls the title, which is all the UK and the UK. Every time he's amazing, you don't have case separate. The more he makes him, this you have a case separate. So the aspect of female is dinim, is judgment. The aspect of the male is the light, is the chesed. Every time there is a fusion, unification between male and female, when the chesed unites with the din, causes rahmin. When there is din and discussion, that causes aspect of rahmin. What is rahmin? Rahmin means, yes, there is judgment, and it is a just judgment. But don't implement judgment harshly at once. Give me time, rahmin, in order slowly, 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 I can rectify my mistakes and bring that unification of that fusion again. Now, this request, everybody, even the Rasha, can ask God, give me mercy, I want change. Hold on, hold on, hold on. That sustenance God will give me no problem. Now I come to God and I say, I want expanded. That's a different business now. I want to expand. That means I want not this mercy to include me. I want to include my children, my family. I want to have the capacity and the capability of more encompassing energy of goodness. For that, I need my Teshuva. That I will get for free. God will sustain me even if I am Russia. Is there a Russia priest? Who is there to read? Sir! But he chooses because he's a Rasha. I'm going to give a better air to this guy because the Tadir and the Rasha, I'm not going to give him much air to breathe. That's what you're saying. And however you want to crush it, if you want to increase your capacity. But
why that person will change at all?
If anyway, you do that and have you do it. No, you will say everything, so I'm trying to get that. That doesn't give you everything. That gives you the money to sustain you. It doesn't give you everything. You think you got everything. You believe you have everything because you are in your small world and the small things make you happy in your small world. But that's not everything because you haven't read the end of the book yet. At that moment you think you are no good. But then suddenly you say, wait a minute, what am I? What am I? What happened to me? And you're going to hit a break, a ton of break suddenly. When you hit a ton of break, what happens to you? You see stars and then you realize what happened to me. Now, I'm getting to that point, it's in the He says, I'm going to be a little bit אני אביא כל טובי לפניך, ולא אני אביא כל טובי לפניך, או פניך קראתי בשם אדוני לפניך. What is כל טובי? What is כל טוב? What is כל טובי? I'm going to give everything good of mine. Follow the following. By the lesson, we're going to prepare ourselves really to understand the totality of this Rahman. We said, Rashi Baray Kim Tshimayim Vaharas, Vaharas Hata, Vovavo. We said, Vovavo applies chaos. We said the following. Prior of God creating Bereshit Bara Elokim, prior to this creation was many other Olamot that God made and they destroyed. God did you know this or not? God created the highest level of Neshamot for 974 generations. Only Neshamot, with Zakuf. That means he created a nursery, and his nursery for 974 generations developed the highest level of energy of Neshamot. Until he reached the Olamot of Vavahu. Because God wanted to implement the Bechira Chofshi, that means the free will aspect, God did not give to this Neshamot two concepts of Yirat HaShamayim and Ahavat HaShamayim. That means God cannot force you to love him or to fear him. And because those Neshamot, the energy and power of those Neshamot were of the highest level, and they had free will, but without Yirat HaShamayim and Ahavat HaShamayim, they cultivated for 2,000 years the highest level of Ra. Now what is Ra? We said Ra means literal translation, bad. Bad means lack of good. So therefore, in 974 generations, all those Neshamot defined everything Ra that a Neshamot can do. Everything bad that a Neshamot can do. Then God created the world of Bereshit. But prior to create the Bereshit in order to make Gufin, to make a body, those Neshamot that had not accomplished the thought goodness, they were partially good, but very high level of Neshamot, higher than the Bereshit, the creation is Bereshit. God wanted to create the world of Guf. Those Neshamot can come into the Guf and accomplish what He did not accomplish. God kept the creation of Neshamot in the reality not complete. They were missing. What they were missing? Meaning the other Shem and the other Shem. That's why couldn't control the Shefa that God gave them. Same similar to the generation of Yov, generation of Havah of Baro, generation of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were very capable, genius in Chokhmah. How they used the name of God and the energy of God for what? Not for good, but for bad. That created Olam called Olam Mahshava. Olam Atilut. Gave part of his energy to create Neshamot of Israel. Neshamot of Israel come from Malhut of Asilut. Neshamot, they come to this world for correction, come from prior of the creation. I'll give you a parallel. The Torah says God took the Adam, Vehinichihu Gan Eden. God took Adam and brought him to Gan Eden. Where was he? He was in an Olam called Olam Asilut. He brought him from Olam Asilut, put him in Gan Eden. Who was in Gan Eden before Adam came into Gan Eden? Satan, a snake. What snake represents? The totality Ra, the concept of Chisron and lack of good, represents by who? By Satan. Satan and the energy of Satan comes from Olam Poru. That means the Olam prior to creation. And the Shema of Israel has an absolute. This Shema, and this Shema of Israel, they come to one body and the responsibility of Israel to accomplish this Shema. Every this Shema, which is not completely good, to bring it into a moral standing of Torah. This is the work of Israel, the Shema of Israel. Now, in order for Israel to be able to do this all, he needs absolute mercy for God and help of God. I tell you, if you want the weakness in yourself, I promise you, you come to the point that you will try once, you will try twice, you will try three times to correct yourself, and you will fail. I guarantee you, everybody failed. So that is my resolution. If you come and stand with the help of God, I cannot do it. I need his mercy, I need his wisdom. Now I insist so much this and the next lesson to prepare myself for Rosh Hashanah. Mentally to be ready, what I am going to ask from him, what kind of thing do I want from him. That's one aspect. It's not only look at yourself. That's why I say call to me. That means not only I give good part of the creation, I give the good that is after his creation to call. I'm not going to lay anything out. Everything good in my own creation I'm going to give. Now, one more thing I want to look before we do all the preparation. The first day God created and said the ore and the water ore, and what God said after he looked at the ore? Speed off. Second day, the 26th day, he said twice. Third day, he said off. Sixth day, he said tov. What Friday did he say? He said, bravo, tov, no, what was this tov, tov, tov? Now, finally, don't know. Who has created the rest? That is more than good. It is only the built-in capability of Adam who is Israel, but I'm a tov ore. That means to expand the tov. No creature that God has created is able to make Tov and Od. That means to make the Tov more than what it is. The Zaya 5 minutes, 2,000 years until Abraham, there was 2,000 years of Tov of old. From the Abraham started 2,000 years of the Torah, and there is 2,000 years of the last finality of the Mashiach to reach time of immortality. So it's exactly the pattern that Shem said right at the beginning. It's going to, this pattern is going to rip it off in many, many, many aspects. Now, the top of the concept that we want to understand. And now we're going to go one by one to find the third of the process. And by the way, there are one set of Yudim and Midot HaChamim, the Rabbeinu, Rafot Bafras. This is El Rechum V'Chanun, El Rapan V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Nost Chesed L'Alfim, Nosav N'Pesha V'Chata'a V'Nake. Follow. Micha came, I gave another set of Midot HaChamim. And this set of Midot HaChamim from the eyes is the following. Mi'er Kamoch, נוסרון עובר על הפשע לשערית נחלתו לא החזיק לעד איפו אפו כי חפץ חסד הוא ישב יחנו יחוש ענותינו ותשליך במצלות ים כל חטאתם תיתן מת לעקב חסד באבהם אשר נשבע על אבותינו מימים קדם. סטי מינט. Now those people do not know Hebrew and do not understand the meaning. Do not worry. I guarantee you one thing. There is one mitzvah for Israel, is the highest level of mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah for Lishmoa. That means to listen. That's what says Shema Israel. When you're sitting down here, even though your Hebrew is not a strong Hebrew, but however you hear those words, your Neshama benefits from it without any doubt. And those who know the Hebrew, they will do a more bind. Now, that brings you to a conclusion. If you do not know enough Hebrew, that means the language of your father, move, change, learn, put your effort. I don't know, but that is today and tomorrow, explain more. Now, the first meet up times for discussion. By the way, what did I, from where did I get that you give those many part of Chanka? Other than the Baha'i 13 words. How many candles do you light in Chanka? 36. Each one of us is Ner. Ner is Neshama, Veruch 13, Sovaya 26. 3 times 36 is 936. Now follow. 13 times Chesed. 13 times 72 is 936. Gavia, that's the glass of Kiddush. Gavia, the cup. Gavia, Habi Ra, Gavia, Bimel Bet, Yud Ayin. Yud Men, in bed. Gavia, sex secret of Yud Gimel Bidu Tachmin, 936. Now, we're going to realize that there are many aspects in our life that we connect to this energy called Bidu Gimel Tachmin, but we're not well fed. So he comes first. So midat, that means midat. What do we mean by midat? Men. What is this measurement? Why God uses the word midat? Why do we say certain tikkun? Why certain tikkun? What is tikkun means? עשר מידות של תינה עדכון. אני עושה תשיעו, אז נשמע. לא תשיעו פסיטי. המה תשיעו פסיטי אוף חסד. המה תשיעו פסיטי אוף רחום. המה קפסיטי פור אמת יאהב. You remember what I mean? And the prosecutor said, I want to know the truth. And what did I tell them? Don't forget it. So that takes a measurement. But why he takes a measurement? Because he doesn't want to give you too much. Because if he gives you too much, he can't handle it. And he doesn't want to give you too little. But however, if you know all those doubts, and you put in a proper perspective, Seder, then anything you're going to ask, by knowing this means, you will not come out empty handed. And I don't want this to shock me, I have to come empty handed. Nisavim, I am responsible for you as much as you are responsible for me. But I appreciate you are here. That's already one, that you're here. That makes a lot of difference. Here comes, he says, El who sold me by Elyona Asher Kula Rachamim Gamim. El. Moshe goes to Hashem, says Hashem, hold me up here to the mountain. I go down to choose God, ask me, sin of this garbage you're talking about. What else should I tell him? He says, Ayeh, Asher, Ayeh, Ayeh. He says, Ayeh, what is the level of Ayeh? 21, and already got the big block of the creation. It's 10 Sefirot, 10 plus 22, 21 is 31 El. So the El starts the first Ayeh. He says, no, complete this Ayeh. Those people who know the Bible is the Milui of Ayeh. Milu, let me fill up this Ayeh, becomes Kasa, 161, Vekane, the last one. So this thing that is capable to bid you, make you, bring you accomplishment, is totality and joy. If you take it. The first one is El. And El is the Midar Rachamim Gamrim. No question, it's a totality. The worst of work, the Hitler Marshal, he will honestly survive, says, El Chum, he will help him. How do you like that? He will help. That's the Midar of El. No question, no din, nothing, total rahamim. Om pei, k'nihayim kol machanot adin. There is no din in the world that understand this much of rahamim. There is no judgment in the world that says, look, when's that much chasidim? You have enough chesed to overlay it, no such thing. V'si shesh, yishrash avaha, nida el ahavav otez achal lahalo. Avraham, avinu, b'tet chesed le'avraham, became owner of totality of this, and it is called chesed. And don't forget, who's your father? He owns it. It's his Erisha. The Kol Naharot Shem, Shem Chano and Kriyesh, and what Shem, Hebrew understand is gift. Right. Now Shem means 310, right? That means 10 times L. L means 31, times 10 is 300. Every person that requests a tzaddik for the Rachmanut of Hashem, God gives him as a mana 310 or more. There is absolutely no din. There is no judgment in this. Yes. The person can connect to this energy called L. והיה ראשון איך שהחל להוריד את השכינה. And that's why Abraham called that מידה אברהמים was able to bring the שכינה that left the rakia to bring it back down slowly all the way out. And that's why this hell is absolute matana. Just because you ask for teshuva, that you want to make it teshuva. And I want to apply this word to explain the concept of teshuva, what is teshuva? I understand that the first name of El is to give matana. What is matana? Gift. I don't have a father that has a good name. I don't know the name of my father. I don't have no mitzvah. I am not really worth of it. I am not entitled to even ask you for a mercy. I am really the bottom of the pit. I don't have anything to give you. You give me matana. Just a matana. Just a gift. I want it as a gift from you. I don't have anything to give you. Knowing this, let's understand what it is. Teshuva is not that you recognize what you made mistake. When you say, God, I made a mistake, I am sorry, I'm going to repay. Yes. There are three things that you have to do in Teshuva. The first one, it's called, the word is Madam, Gimel, Hey. The name stands for Mishat. The Gimel. Sands. What the Gimel stands for? Huh? No. 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 Gimel. And Hey, Madam, stands for Haba. Haba'ah means fitness. Gedel means limitation. Mishal means weight. Alright. Whoever makes a teshuva by Mishal, by putting Gedel and by doing the Haba'ah, is not knowing what that means. For example, I have done a sin. What was the sin? I did disturb the law of Nida. I'm giving an example, Nida. What is the law of Nida? It's the law that the family has to obey. That means the Talmud of the woman is not to be approached. If it is being approached, a big sin has occurred. It's a big sin. Cleansing it is extremely difficult. but among